Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turteltaub from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics. Joining me today from Sarajevo is Janet Kennedy. Janet is an economic officer with the U.S. State Department and is at our embassy in Bosnia-Herzegovina. Janet, first of all, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Adam.
So I want to begin by asking for everyone just a simple basic question is, what does an economic officer do?
Well, that's a very good question. We have economic officers posted at U.S. embassies and consulates all over the world, including, of course, myself here in Bosnia and Herzegovina. And our core job is really that we're engaging in what we call economic diplomacy, which is a tool that we use to help address some of our most difficult foreign policy challenges through building the economic relationship between the United States and the host country. So that can take many different forms. For example, we provide advocacy for American companies that are doing business overseas, whether that means providing them information about procurement opportunities available in the host country or helping them to expand their market access and increase their business in the country. We work to protect intellectual property rights, encourage fair treatment for investors, including creating a level playing field for companies working closely with the host country governments, and of course, combating corruption. So every day is different, but it's always a challenge, and it's a very important job here in the U.S. Embassy.
So when should someone reach out to an economic officer? I'm thinking particularly for compliance officers. When should they reach out to you for help, and what kind of help, you know, might you be able to provide specifically?
Well, we provide a fairly wide range of different types of support for U.S. companies. Sort of our official U.S. government advocacy is when U.S. exporters are bidding on public sector contracts with overseas governments and government agencies. And that's sort of an official process that the companies can go through to request high-level support, typically from the U.S. ambassador, to help ensure that the company is getting a fair shot and has the best chance of competing abroad for that tender. On the less formal side, sort of more working level, we can help American companies to promote their business in the market, provide information to them to facilitate their investment, identify opportunities for a product or service that they want to sell in the host country, or help them to establish an initial presence here. You can actually find the same services available at any embassy or consulate all over the world, either through U.S. Commercial Service offices or through the U.S. Department of State acting as representative of the Commercial Service. For more information about the U.S. Embassy Bosnia-Herzegovina, our economic section, and the support that we provide for companies, you can find all of that, including my contacts, on our website.
Great. Now, let me ask the flip side of that question. What kind of services don't you provide? I mean, what are the things that people, you know, tend to knock on your door and email you about that really is outside of your wheelhouse?
Well, that's a really good question. As you probably know from your experience working with U.S. government, we actually are a lot more limited in our capacity to help, especially overseas, than a lot of people tend to think. From the commercial angle, there are some things that we do frequently get asked to do, but that we unfortunately can't typically do. One of those things is to provide legal advice. We are able to answer general questions about the business environment and the regulatory framework. We publish an annual report, the Country Commercial Guide, that covers many of the typical issues that are faced by U.S. investors in each one of the countries. However, because we're not legal experts and aren't intimately familiar with the local law, we recommend that companies should always work with a local lawyer to help them to interpret those finer points. And once again, our embassy website is a really good starting point. We maintain a list of local lawyers that you can find on the website of any U.S. embassy. Another thing that we typically can't do is a little bit more complicated to define when it's a yes and when it's a no is intervening in commercial disputes. This is something that U.S. citizens or businesses frequently turn to the U.S. embassies abroad or to the Department of State asking for our assistance. But we, again, can't recommend a specific course of action for U.S. investors involved in commercial disputes overseas. We are happy to share general information about procedures and, the judicial process and how all of that works. We're happy to help you liaise with host government officials that might have more information about the claims or the status of the case. But again, a local lawyer is going to be your main point of contact for that type of issue. And then just the last thing that I wanted to mention is that we also can't or won't favor one U.S. company over another. Often when these procurement opportunities come up, procurements come up from the host government, there's more than one U.S. exporter that's interested in the same opportunity. So in that case, we will advocate for a U.S. solution rather than promoting one company over another. And the information that each individual company provides to us regarding their bid is confidential, and we keep it protected within the U.S. government. So, but main message, our default answer is not no. So if you have a question, but you're not sure if we can help, then please just ask us. We'll do our best, even if we can't help you directly, to at least point you in the right direction of someone who can.
And along those lines, is if you have a problem, what if a company is being hit up by bribes by a government official? Are you the person they should reach out to?
Well, if a company is asked to pay a bribe overseas, we do like to be aware of that situation and be kept in the loop so that we can know what are the challenges that this company is facing. This is something that U.S. companies do deal with overseas. They know that they're subject to the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, that makes it illegal to offer a bribe or anything of value to try to influence one of these contracts. But again, while it is a good idea to keep the embassy informed about what's happening, I think the best way to deal with this is through the local lawyer legal representation. The Department of Justice does have a reporting mechanism where Foreign Corrupt Practices Acts can violations can be filed. They have an email address, fcpa.fraud@usdoj.gov, and that's the best way to file an official report that the company is being asked to pay one of these bribes overseas.
Well, thanks for giving us that explanation of how to deal with that situation, and just in general, how the you and your colleagues around the world can be helpful. I think it's really good to know, when people are operating outside the U.S., what the embassy can do to help, and all, by the same token, what the limitations are. So, thanks again for taking the time to talk to us today. And thanks to all of you for taking the time to listen. I'm Adam Turtletaub from the SCCE, and hope we expanded your compliance perspectives.
Thanks very much, Adam.